T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk a little college football. Joining us now is our friend from CBS Sports, the main color analyst on CBS for SEC football, former Lion quarterback Gary Danielson, here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Gary? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing? It's been an eventful 2 or 3 weeks here for us, the residents of Florida, to say the least.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? How's everything?
That was great. It was eventful. I'll say that. It's not like worrying about them plowing I-75 for snow.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah.
Speaking of different, how weird is it not having Vern with you?
You know, funny, it was such a great run, and it was almost a 2-year process of knowing that, you know, Vern's was coming to an end, and it was such a great year of celebration for Vern. And Brad and I had been worked together for 7.5 years. Brad had been hired a year early. It's different. I mean, everything's always different when you change. I mean, it was such an eventful year with people coming up in the box and celebrating Vern's magical career. I mean, he's one of the legends in all of broadcasting. And for him to go off the way he did was fantastic. And I will say it's been a rather smooth transition, though. Brad is a pro's pro, and anybody who listens to him do play-by-play knows how good he is.
And we said to you last year when we talked to you, for you it's full circle, because you and Brad worked together on ESPN
right back
in the day. In fact, Northwestern's playing Wisconsin this weekend,
yes,
and Brad and Gary.
About that was one of our most eventful games. You know, when we broke in together was right about the time of the rise of Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez,
yeah,
and, you know, Ron Dayne and all those guys. And some of our most memorable games have been Wisconsin, Wisconsin Northwestern, Wisconsin Michigan. Remember that, like, 50-49 game back in the day? And then, you know, one of the games that is, as we look back on, we finally remember was Wisconsin's first trip to the Rose Bowl was sealed against Michigan State in Tokyo that year.
Gosh.
And we were looking at the schedule about, you know, maybe 6 or 7 weeks prior to that game. We started telling our suits that, hey, this game could be an important game. You should send us to Tokyo. I mean, we didn't think they would. But they did, you know, and it was a unique experience, to say the least.
Now, Gary, in the NBA, we've had Golden State and Cleveland 3 straight years, right? Are we looking at Alabama Clemson for 3 straight years? Why even bother play the season?
Well, maybe I think it would be a great matchup. I mean,
I know.
Maybe the biggest surprise this year, I think, has been Clemson. I mean, only in the last 2 years, I think they've had 17 players go to the NFL, including, you know, the number one pick, you know, or their quarterback. He wasn't actually number one, but a number one quarterback taken in the first round. That's usually hard to replace those type of guys, but looks like they reloaded. They do have the formula that I think you have to be able to compete with Alabama. You can talk about all the other side tactics that may be effective. But if you can't line up in the offensive defensive line and at least say, all right, we're not going to get run over here, then you can talk about everything else. Ohio State did that back when they knocked him off, you know, with Zeke Elliott and Heisman pulling around and playing those, you know, they counter-trade them to death running the ball in that game, and they matched them athlete for athlete up front. Clemson did that the last 2 years in the offensive defensive line. So they've got all 5 starters back in the offensive line. So, you know, I think it would be a legitimate matchup.
Gary Danielson with us here on the Troy Laser Hotline, the color analyst on SEC football on CBS. You're in Knoxville this weekend for Tennessee and Georgia, which will be on 3:30 tomorrow afternoon here on Big 62 CBS. Georgia's undefeated, and you look at Georgia's schedule in that division, the way it's set up, that if they can kind of take care of business a little bit, then they might be an undefeated team playing an Alabama team in the SEC championship game. Is Georgia Is Georgia worthy, I guess, is the question.
I think they are. They are playing a true freshman quarterback in Jake Fromm. He's a very gifted athlete, you know, played in the Little League World Series. He was highly recruited and originally committed to Alabama to play quarterback. And in fact, by Kirby Smart was his main recruiter. And then when Kirby moved to Georgia, Fromm moved with him. And they have a lot of pieces. It's never been Georgia's problem that they didn't have enough athletes under Mark Richt. I mean, they matched up with, an offensive line, defensive line. They had tremendous skill at receiver and linebacker. They just didn't seem to have the week-in, week-out toughness to match and discipline to match Alabama's high level or even Florida for those years. And, Mark Richt had done a great job, but, Georgia, not good enough. And they wanted to be on Alabama's level, and they really seem to have taken a step forward. They're smashing everybody in the run game, which was Kirby's MO at Alabama when he was there as defensive coordinator under Nick. So I think they got a pretty good shot. I mean, Nick Chubb is very healthy. They have three running backs that they don't have to do Nick a whole lot. He'll carry the ball 15, 16 times. So, it's a week in, week out type of battle here because there's so many of these rivalry games in the SEC. It seems like every week everybody's playing some type of historic game. But, I think they seem to have distanced themselves, but maybe just a half step below Alabama's excellence.
Sounds like Michigan, basically Georgia's Michigan, not quite there.
I think you're right. Yep, I think you're right. Michigan may be a little bit more successful overall nationally than Georgia. I think if you look at Georgia, they still look at themselves, as a upper echelon team and haven't quite got there as many times maybe as Michigan has. But it's not because of a lack of talent.
Gary, I want to ask you about Michigan State real quick, too. I know you're focused more on the SEC, but right. I know we've talked about this in themes in the last year or so, but with the re-rise of Penn State, with Urban at Ohio State, obviously with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, what do you think is the ceiling for Michigan State now? Can they get back anywhere near where they were two or three years ago?
I think it's going to be hard for them to get to that level. When they built that program, and D'Antonio's done a tremendous job, and I think they're a legitimate, good football team. They're not an embarrassment at all. They did build it when Michigan was in a kind of a downturn with Rod. And I think Ohio State, Trestle was going through that. Even Notre Dame, there was a bit of a lull. But with Harbaugh back and Kelly and Urban at Ohio State, I think it's a tougher build. I mean, even Penn State now coming on, I think it's going to be tougher to dominate the way they did. It's not an easy job. Michigan State, it never has been. Where they're situated, most of the players that want to have, that they're recruiting, have to, bypass Ohio State, Michigan, or Notre Dame to go to Michigan State, and there has to be a reason to go there. And it's never an easy job to compete at that level against those elite franchises in college football.
I'm curious what you think of your old NFL team, the Lions. To us, Gary, they look like a real team.
I love watching them play. I'll say that. I don't watch a lot of pro football anymore, maybe like I did 10 years ago. But I do make a point of watching the Lions play. I mean, Matt's so fun to watch. I covered him in the SEC. What I love about Matt the most is he never throws any of his teammates under the bus, ever. I mean, he never complains. He makes the plays. He's as tough as anybody, even though he's got the skill level. But it does seem that they have stress, and Jim Caldwell has done a good job of kind of flattening out the team, that they're not just one-dimensional. It's a struggle in the NFL to run the ball no matter what. Even if you have, Dallas's offensive line with Elliott, it's still a struggle to run the ball for more than 120 yards. But it does, but it doesn't mean you can eliminate it or just to go away from it. So, it was a tough one against, Brad Nessler was once the voice of Atlanta Falcon radio football. And, here I am a Lion. So we had a lot of texting during that game. But I hit him first, to tell you the truth. I thought the play was short all along. And as soon as it happened, I go, I don't think that's a touchdown. And I was aware of the 10-second runoff, so I knew they were going to have trouble.
Hey, Gary, thanks. Really appreciate the time early this morning, and hopefully we'll talk to you as the season goes along.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
right.
Gary.
There he is, Gary Danielson, joining us on the Troy Laser Hotline. He is, of course, the main color analyst for CBS Sports for college football. He'll be on the call tomorrow when Tennessee takes on Georgia, 3:30 on CBS. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.